Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news. On Friday, let's make it the 28th of August. It's already 80. We'll probably see a high in the mid-80s today and a warming trend as we move through the weekend. Could see maybe even a 90 by early next week and only a slight chance of rain in our forecast. And that's just on Sunday. It had been put in the Saturday forecast, been pushed back to Sunday now, and still not much of a chance at that. I'll have more on the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast following this edition of the news. Our top story this afternoon, a West Salem man arrested last May on charges he battered a 4.5-month-old family member has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Christopher R. Cleveland, 22, sentenced this morning in Edwards County Circuit Court at Albion. Now, Christopher's sentencing comes after he entered what's called an Alford plea last month to those charges. In entering the Alford plea, Cleveland did not admit that he committed the crime, but did admit that there was a strong probability that a jury would find him guilty. Now, Cleveland was initially charged with aggravated battery. That's a Class 3 felony. The charge stated that Cleveland, quote, knowingly caused bodily harm to a child in that he handled the child's body in a rough manner so as to cause the child to sustain broken ribs, unquote. During the plea proceedings last month, Edwards County State's Attorney Michael Valentine presented a factual basis for Cleveland's admission, along with a defendant's videotaped admission as well as his written statement. After the video was played, the judge did find a strong probability existed that a jury would indeed convict Cleveland. The judge then revoked Mr. Cleveland's bond and ordered him into custody. Cleveland did receive the maximum sentence available to the judge for that offense, 5 years behind bars. Cleveland remains in the White County Jail at Carmi, pending transfer to the Illinois Department of Corrections. The case was investigated by Illinois State Police detectives. WFIW News Time, 12:17.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. We're proud to continue expanding by offering podiatry services with Dr. Amy Reeder at our McLeansboro Family Clinic location at 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro. Dr. Reeder specializes in foot and ankle health, including skin conditions, peripheral neuropathy, plantar fasciitis, diabetic foot care, and bunion and hammerhead surgery. To schedule an appointment, call 618-988-6034. Dr. Reeder is an independently contracted physician, not an employee of HMA.
Stop, shop, and save this week at Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmi. Save on Great for the Grill pork steak, just $1.39 a pound. Best Choice Sugar, 4-pound bag, only $1.79. Best Choice Pork and Beans, 15-ounce can, 49 cents. Red Potatoes, 5-pound bag for $1.99. And Pillsbury Frozen Toaster Strudel, $1.99 a box. Save on all this and more at Little Giant Grocery Outlet on Outer West Main Street in Carmi, where the giant stands high in the sky.
Professor Jerry Campbell has great back-to-school specials this month in the electronics department at Kincaid's in Fairfield. Jerry has RCA portable DVD player, $78.99, a projection dual alarm clock with USB charger, $24.99, six LED nightlight, $3.99, 4 GB Duracell 3-in-1 SD card kit, $9.99, and RCA hearing amplifiers. Compare at $229.99. They're just $99.99 at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Illinois' budget impasse has forced the temporary closing of the Swan Domestic Abuse and Homeless Shelters effective today. Swan Executive Director Linda Bookwalter says the facility is simply out of money, with a large percentage of its funding coming from the state of Illinois and the state still without a budget. Swan has had to lay off 18 staff members, which is more than half of its entire workforce. Due to a lack of funding, Bookwalter says they've had to turn away about 70 people this month seeking residential services. Now, those include folks seeking help with expenses such as rent and utilities, but the facility simply does not have enough money to help these people. Officials hope to reopen soon as they can after a budget deal is adopted, hopefully calling back those furloughed employees. People's National Bank officially opens its new building located at 1001 West Delaware in Fairfield this coming Monday, August 31st. An official ribbon cutting will be held at 10:30 Friday morning with a free lunch to follow. The public is invited to attend the ribbon cutting and lunch and also tour the new People's National Bank branch. People's National Bank, with over $1 billion in assets, has 21 locations throughout Southern Illinois and the St. Louis metro area. Earlier today, you could see the folks moving in their materials to that new banking facility. Fairfield businessman Max Weaver told Rotarians about the history of the business Big Boy Barbecue at the club's Thursday meeting in the Elks Club dining room. It was 2003 that Max bought his first smoker with the idea of cooking up some food on holidays and weekends. Well, that's turned into a full-time cooking and catering business. Max is a native of Fairfield, having graduated from Fairfield Community High School and Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel. He told his Rotarian audience that he specializes in old-fashioned cooking, nothing fancy. When asked to prepare capers a few years ago, he said, sure, well, what are they? Well, his busiest time of the year would be during the Wayne County Fair, the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest. And, of course, from the 1st of November through mid-January, he's fed as many as 1,600 people at one event. Josh Glisson, a local resident, has assisted Max since 2005. WFIW News Time, 1221.
At Ubinger's Furniture Company, we think it's time to axe the tax. For a limited time, shop with us and let Ubinger's pay your sales tax. Plus, huge savings throughout the store, like reclining sofas for only $7.99. Recliners start at just $2.49. Or a table and four chairs for only $4.69. Many more discounts to numerous dimensions. All these very big deals even before we axe the tax. So hurry into Ubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East 4.
Pat Garrett here with John Hosselton of Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. John, when someone chooses cremation, can family and friends still have a celebration of life?
Cremation gives you many options. You may want a full service funeral, including a viewing, or you may want a memorial service to be held afterwards at any time. The most important thing is to meet with me in advance and make your arrangements. For more information, call John Hosselton at Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney at 673-2131, an affiliate of Keystone America, Inc.
Well, if you have any plans to be in Evansville, Indiana tonight, you need to listen up. There will be a sobriety checkpoint somewhere in Vandenberg County tonight. The operation will start late, around 11:30, and run till about 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. The exact location of the checkpoint, not disclosed. Tonight's effort is part of the National Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign and will include Evansville City Police, the Vandenberg County Sheriff's Department, and Indiana State Police. Last week, a similar checkpoint was set up over in Warrick County on Indiana 662. About 50 motorists were pulled over and checked. According to state police, just one person arrested as a result of that checkpoint. Frontier Community College is hosting a job fair in Fairfield next month, September. The event has been set for Wednesday, September 23rd, in the Workforce Development Center on the campus of Frontier Community College. That event will run from 2 to 6 p.m. The job fair is free for employers to attend and is a great way to network with potential new employees. With the news of a large number of folks being laid off at AirTex Products here in Fairfield, organizers expect a large number of job seekers to attend. Now, as of this past week, organizers said about 30 employers had already signed up to participate. There is a limited number of spots available in the Workforce Development Center because of the facility's size. So if you are interested in participating, you should contact Alyssa Parrott, Coordinator of Career Services at Frontier Community College. Her number is 842-3711, and her extension is 4009. In other news this afternoon, 39-year-old Albert A. Parker of Fairfield was arrested last night on a charge of domestic battery. Fairfield City Police were called to number 12 Manor Circle on a report of a disturbance. Once there, police learned that Parker had allegedly slapped his stepson in the presence of neighbors. He was arrested and booked at the county jail pending the setting of bond. 25-year-old Jenny L. Ward of Carmi was arrested yesterday afternoon on a White County warrant for theft of a bicycle. Carmi City Police were on a call to an abandoned bike in the yard at 514 Smith Drive when Ms. Ward came out of a neighboring house claiming the bike was her. Well, they had a warrant for her. Bond in the case, $150 cash. Fairfield National Bank will once again host a shred day. It's tomorrow, 9 a.m. till noon at its Fairfield location. The community is invited to stop by and drop off 50 pounds of paper materials to be recycled and safely and securely shredded. In addition, e-cycling will be offered for old computers, monitors, printers, and other electronic items. Wayne County Golf Course will be hosting its 27-hole Midway Packaged Liquors two-man chicken feed scramble on Saturday, September the 12th. with a 10 a.m. shotgun start. Final registrations from 8:30 a.m. till 9:30 a.m. Two-man teams will play nine holes, have lunch, and receive flight assignments for the final 18 holes. Players will compete in three different formats, including scramble, alternate shot, and best ball. Entry fee per person is $30 for members, $50 for guests and non-members. Lunch and cart is provided. Cash prizes will be awarded to winning teams. The tournament sign-up sheet's located outside the pro shop, or you can check it out at waynecountygolf.com. A boil order has been issued for the folks on the West Salem Square and areas to the east. If you are a customer in that area, you need to boil any water to be used for human consumption. That boil order will remain in effect till further notice. Speaking of water, the Fairfield Swimming Pool will be wrapping up its season this weekend. The cement pond will be open Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5. It will be closed Labor Day weekend. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. At the noon hour, October crude oil price is up sharply, up $2.90 a barrel, trading at $45.46. Now, yesterday, local refineries raised their offering $4 a barrel. Today, they're paying $35.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. Time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield at the noon hour. Dow Jones Industrial's off a little bit, down 38 points at 16,617. The NASDAQ's up 5 points at 4,818. In local and area deaths, 62-year-old West Salem resident Debbie Lee Colvin died Wednesday. She was employed at Champion Labs for 27 years as a claims analyst. She was a lifelong member of the West Salem Moravian Church. Survivors include her parents, Don and Donna Moss of West Salem, three daughters, Jill and husband Chad Greenwood of Alney, Sarah and husband Jeff Lupfer of Poseyville, Indiana, Amy and husband Troy Kitely of Flora, and nine grandchildren, Jace, Kristen, and Carly Greenwood, Kennedy Hallam, Camden and Carson Lupfer, Emma Halley and Landry Kitely, a sister, Billy, and husband Henry Ortiz of Flower Mound, Texas, and a sister-in-law, Carol, and husband John Walters of Denver, Colorado. A celebration of life service for Debbie Colvin will be 10 o'clock Monday morning in the sanctuary of the Moravian Church, with burial to follow in the Moravian Cemetery. Visitation will be 5 to late Sunday evening in the Hauser Room at the Moravian Church in West Salem in lieu of flowers. Memorials may be made to the Edwards County Sports Boosters or the Moravian Church to benefit Operation Christmas Child. Envelopes will be provided at the church. The Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of all the arrangements. Mary Imogene Jean Smith, 83, of Carmi, died Wednesday at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmi. She'd worked as a secretary and bookkeeper at Tri-State Butane and L&L Plumbing. Survivors include her husband, Lowell, two stepdaughters, Cindy Harris of Bone Gap, and Kathy Smith of Chicago, a stepson, Stephen Smith of Carmi, seven grandchildren, two brothers and four sisters-in-law, Tommy and Nina Cozart of Carmi, Ivan and Mary Lou Cozart of Norris City, Ruth Austin and Tina Cozart, a special niece and nephew, Jeff Gowdy and their kids, Hannah and Samantha all of Carmi, and Jenny and husband Jeff Bolin and their kids, Whitney Bolin and son Cash and Megan Bolin, nieces and nephews, Tammy Consler, Dennis Cozart, John Cozart, Sheila Bleeks, Deidre McLean, Chris Scott, and Mark Cozart. Services for Jean Smith will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, with burial in the White County Memorial Gardens near Carmi. Visitation will be tonight, 5 until 8 at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Memorials may be made to Wabash Christian Retirement Center for the nurses and CNAs that cared for Jean, or to the Walnut Grove Baptist Church, and will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Graveside services for Raymond Leroy Kilroy Rayburn will be 2 o'clock Saturday at Baltimore Cemetery near Wayne City. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. There will be no visitation. Memorials may be made to Rigg Ministries, Box 578, Carmi, or they can be dropped off at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City, which is assisting the family with the arrangements. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated daily. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News, time 12:30.
I've always liked doing pediatrics. I love taking care of kids. I love watching them grow up, and I watch them in the community.
You know, if they see us on a Friday night, it's really easy to relate Monday morning because we kind of already know what's going on. I know who who they are.
I would choose rural practice over big city practice any day.
When a kid makes me smile, that's when I think, okay, that's why I'm in this, and this is a good day.
Learn more about Fairfield's only board-certified pediatricians at crhpc.org.
The most beautiful way to say I love you, a diamond from Jackson Jewelers in Mount Vernon. For your engagement, for your anniversary, a diamond says it all without saying a word. Many styles to choose from, including round or princess cut. Jackson Jewelers has the diamond to make her eyes sparkle and her heart melt. Plus, receive 12 months no interest financing with approved credit. For the love of your life at the moment of a lifetime, it must be a diamond from Jackson Jewelers. For over 86 years, 3002 Broadway in the Gallery, Mount Vernon.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, high of 84, partly cloudy tonight, low 66. Sunny Saturday, high of 86, a 20% chance of showers Sunday, high of 86, sunny Monday, 87. And for Tuesday and Wednesday, sunny, almost hot, close to 90. 86 the high yesterday, that was pretty warm, 55 the low this morning. And at 12:32 this afternoon, under sunny skies for the most part, it's 80. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.